All I know is that it's time for the Minottis to end.
I don't wanna.
Starting with you. Actually, just AJ Minotti should end. The other one's okay. Die. Make a death throw.
There you go.
Podcast for April 14th, 2017. Not 16. 16. It doesn't feel very 17-ish. It never does until like you're almost done with the year and you like accept it and then it's like, oh, no, it's almost over. This is Mike Minotti. AJ does not agree with me. I can tell by his condescending laughter. AJ's like, yeah, no, it feels like 2017 right now.
That's right.
All right.
It sure does.
All right. Hi, AJ. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Good. The trailer just came out.
Yeah, so the Star Wars The Last Jedi trailer just released, so we'll talk about that a bit, what we think about it. And there's some other Star Wars-y things to talk about. What, there's that Battlefront 2 leak. Mm-hmm. Like, that actual thing's later today, but we kind of...
No, it's tomorrow.
Are you sure? Jason thought it was today.
Maybe no, it's even... tomorrow.
Okay.
It's tomorrow, 2:30.
Oh, okay then. So, yeah. So, that's happening, and yeah, so good stuff. Then we'll talk about just whatever else in the special zone. So, what do you think of the trailer, as guy?
Oh,
I'm
so
very
good.
Curious if you liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's, I think it's a really good first trailer. Like, it's like, you get the feeling that the trailer never even leaves, like, the first act of the movie, except for maybe some parts, which I kind of like.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a teaser, and what I like is, like, you still know what the movie, like, what's the plot of the movie.
Right. Except for, yeah, aside from, like, we're fighting, these two sides are fighting.
Yeah, they don't like each other very much.
Well, I guess, like, what else will, like, what more plot will there be-ish, right? That's kind of the thing. I mean, we know there's training and stuff like that. So, yeah, it is kind of, yeah, it is weird how it's not like a Force Awakens where you're going into it so blind. Like,
yeah.
You have some expectations and ideas of what's happening here, kind of. But, yeah, so it's pretty neat. So I know you kind of have that trailer up on your iPad. You think what you want to play, and we'll kind of talk through it a little bit.
Yeah, we'll pause it and stuff. Whenever you want to pause, just jump in there. Turn up the volume. Mm-hmm. It's great radio.
I wonder if the composers are, like, tired of finding ways to make the Force theme sound ominous yet. So that is that kind of mirrors that first teaser trailer for episode 7,
yeah,
right?
With Finn waking up.
Finn was waking up and
yeah.
All exasperated.
I love the Rey theme.
I think it's interesting that we've never had like the episodic Star Wars movies so directly like go from one to the other.
Yeah,
like this.
Yeah, this is back to back.
Literally picking up. Usually there's like at least a year or so kind of separating the
mm-hmm.
them. It's like a couple years between Empire in Return.
What do you see? Light.
So that's... Is that Vader's helmet, or is that...
Kylo Ren's helmet. Who... I can't... There's a voice that says something to the dark side, and I think it's the Emperor, but I can't figure out what he's saying.
I mean, those are all kind of just order lines.
Yeah, but I can't tell if it's the Emperor or someone else.
So that's is Ren going homeless now from now on?
Maybe because I mean that's the shot of him we see coming up here.
Yeah, do you like that or not?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, his helmet did look cool though.
Now he's got a scar.
He does have a scar now. Now what is this thing?
Okay, I have a theory. So these are it's hard to see, but they're books on a shelf that's made out of like tree branches. I think these are the Journals of the Wills from the original Jedi Temple. These are, like,
Whoa.
The earliest Jedi teachings.
Oh, jeez.
That's my
theory. This is some extended universe shit right here.
No, it's in the... in Rogue One!
Oh, my bad. Okay.
That's my guess, and that's what she's, like, flipping through in this next scene. I think that's what this is.
That symbol looks almost familiar.
Looks like the Star Wars, the one
so
symbol.
Yeah.
I love this shot, the long shot training. Okay.
So what are these things?
I don't know, but look, hang on. If you look in the horizon after this ship kind of crashes down,
walkers. Yeah, I saw the walkers.
God, I just said
they're all
said AT-AT. What have I become?
Yeah.
So walkers are back.
They're all in on walkers now, right?
Oh, man? They're so good. How could you not be? But yeah, I don't know what these, like, why are they making, like, a red trail? And why are they, like, skimming so close to the ground?
What do you think these things, what letter are these things?
Let's see.
Are these the D-Wings?
Could be T-Wings.
Could be T-Wings. Could be
a T-Wing. It's a great shot. So here's, like, Finn, like, some kind of crowd, too. So, okay. Clearly, this is, like, the Resistance base is being attacked. My guess is there's going to be a whole sequence where, like, Poe has to save Finn, and he's, like, getting his weird little cryopod out of the facility.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they make their daring
escape
together.
And it'll be terrific.
Oh, yes. Falcon shot, so good. So there's Kylo with his...
Now what's happening? Is that...
I don't know what this building is. It's on fire. I mean, it kind of looks like the scenes... The flashback to the first...
Yeah, I wonder if it's more flashback-y
thing. But then Phasma's there.
Is that Phasma?
Could be a different place. It could be tricking us again.
Yeah, because it is... You do wonder, like, where is specifically Luke going? Is he going anywhere? Is he just going to be on that island? Is
yeah.
It there? So,
yeah. Big space battle.
With these kind of the big cruisers.
Oh, no. Man, when he said that, I thought he was going to say awaken or arise.
No, he's done with it.
He said that. I was like, oh, shit.
He's over it.
It's so good.
Now, my question is that going to be like a thing like, oh, no, he's going to learn that not so much? Because part of me is almost like, yeah, maybe they should end.
Yeah, they have a real bad tendency to turn evil.
Yeah, turn evil and like blow up planets. So yeah, maybe we'd just be better off without all these Jedi turning evil and stuff. So it is kind of, yeah, interesting. It isn't, again, it's like, they just returned 2 episodes ago. But then they're back.
Oh, it's going to be so good. It's such a good trailer.
Yeah.
They're so good at making trailers for Star Wars movies.
Yeah, they kind of got that whole thing nailed down at this point.
Oh, it's so exciting. So did you watch the whole panel?
Yeah, I did.
So I like the idea of this new character they've introduced, Rose.
Yeah, like the maintenance worker.
Yeah,
it's kind of the idea of who are like the janitors of the Resistance.
Yeah, Finn works sanitation.
Oh yeah, that's right, sanitation. So, oh yeah, it is just exciting. And so, when do you think we get like the next trailer? Is that like a later summer thing?
When did it happen? It was Monday Night Football when we got like the last one.
Right.
So probably in the fall. It might be a while till we because I don't think we're gonna get like the three trailers.
No.
We might because Rogue One had three trailers. When did that first one come?
Oh jeez, I don't know.
Was that at Celebration last year?
Probably.
So maybe we do get like another teaser at like the end of summer, and then the proper trailer in like October.
Know. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if there was only one more.
No,
I
wouldn't be.
It's one of those things like, how much more do you want, anyways?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. What'd you think of the poster?
Oh, poster looked awesome.
Poster's rad.
Poster is super cool.
To go ahead, describe it for everyone.
So it's kind of like at a kind of shot of like, it's Rey holding like the lightsaber up, like that kind of shot we've seen before, like Luke did before. Then like you have like the bigger kind of shots of Luke's face and Rey's face above, and they're separated by the saber.
Wasn't it Kylo's face?
Oh, was it Kylo's? My bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say I thought.
It's my cool. bad then. I was you know, when you're watching,
I think
it on
she's
the screen,
on there twice.
I guess not, but yeah, it looks super cool. It is kind of exciting just to see that Kylo Ren Luke Skywalker showdown. Do you think that's the climax of this film, the Luke Skywalker Kylo Ren lightsaber fight?
It could be. I don't know if they fight,
mm-hmm.
but there'll definitely be some kind of confrontation.
I think they'll fight because then the next fight's got to be all Rey and him and whatnot. So. Are there things that are kind of conspicuous in their absence in the trailer to you at all? Snoke?
No Snoke. That's not too surprising.
No.
I mean, not a ton of Finn.
Not a ton of Finn. No Chewie.
Yeah, no Chewie. I mean, Chewie will be there. But yeah,
sure. Let's say they're like C-3PO. R2-D2's there a little bit. And what about... Maz...
Maz Kanata,
is she like gonna be back or stuff like that? I'm like, who knows? What are you looking up?
I'm just finding the poster. Here it is.
That shouldn't be hard.
Yeah, you would think.
Well,
it's a crazy low res image of it. I mean,
God.
It's pretty sure it's Kylo Ren. Also, this website sucks.
Put it away. It's Kylo Ren. Then.
Why are websites awful?
I think your iPad's awful.
No, like you like load it and then like 10 seconds later, it's like now I'm gonna load a full screen ad, and it's like
no, because. That's how they get the ad monies.
Mm-hmm.
So, So anything from the panel that still got... I mean, you had, like... You had Mark Hamill just joking, like, calling Ray's daughter. And
He's so good.
Can't take that seriously
He's
at
so
all.
Good.
I love that guy. I still hope she's not.
I do, too.
But we'll see where...
Josh Gad was a remarkably good host for that panel. I enjoyed him.
Makes sense. He's a... Mark. Yeah, Josh Gad has turned into an excellent company man for Disney. Right?
Did you watch the 40th anniversary panel?
Oh, kind of on and off.
Oh, that was good. I mean, it was so rad because it was pretty much like all the major actors from the original trilogy. The only person I could really think of who was missing was like James Earl Jones in some capacity.
Sure.
And it really drove home like the whole no Carrie Fisher thing. Oh.
The tribute
was really nice.
The concert was cool.
When the curtain came up, there was like John Williams, and they start playing Leia's theme. I'm like, oh, come on. That's just not fair.
Yeah, but that was pretty cool. Be nice to go to one of these someday.
Oh, I'd love to.
So, like, what else? I mean, is there a convention hall and stuff?
Oh, yeah. So, there's a big hall. There's a lot of exhibitors. No. A lot of merch. Then they have panels throughout the day. Like, I did watch Ian McDiarmid does a panel. Where he's Warwick Davis kind of tends to host a lot of these things, so it was just kind of him and
the Ian McDiarmid.
He was talking about like you know how he got into it and Q&As and fun things, and
it's interesting because
Ray
like,
Park always does a thing.
It used to be like I didn't really in my mind there weren't a lot of Star Wars conventions back in the day. It used to be kind of the Star Trek thing, right? The conventions and then I think the whole Star Wars celebration thing kind of really kicked up. It seemed like within the last 5 years,
I mean, it's been going on, but it's just kind of now that it's active again.
It's been going on. Like, was it always an official thing that like they put on and would like show trailers and stuff?
Yeah, I actually don't know.
Like, is this so they kind of be like?
I don't know the exact history of celebration. You mentioned, I'll have to look that up later. No,
it's interesting how these events in this era of live streaming have become so much more important for promotional stuff and whatnot. Because you're not just holding a panel, you're broadcasting it and everybody's seeing it and all these things. I've got Final Fantasy 15 had one of these things, basically, you know? It is basically like, yeah, everybody has E3 press conferences. That's what they always remind me of.
Right.
Exactly. So,
did you see Looper, Ryan Johnson?
I did not. I know.
Oh, it's a great movie. Mm-hmm. You should see it.
It's interesting because it seems like, everyone's real excited about this one because it's that guy. And then, like, episode 9's the Jurassic World guy, which is, like, a movie that, like,
Colin Trevorrow.
Yeah, which, like, people are kind of less enthusiastic about now than when it came out.
I still like that movie.
I still like it. I don't know if I can ever see it again. That whole awful death of that one random woman thing is still so distracting to me. It's like, whenever I think about a movie, I can't just, like, stop. Like, I get into, like, a vortex. I can't stop thinking about, like, why did they do that? It was so off-putting and weird and like just icky, and I just like can't even see it again. Like, oh, that poor person. So, but yeah. So, how about Battlefront 2? You saw that trailer too.
Yeah. So, I'm curious because that trailer was only 30 seconds, and they still like you know they haven't acknowledged that came out in any official channels, but they keep referring to the all caps full trailer reveal, which makes me wonder. If that wasn't almost like a controlled leak and there's a longer trailer.
Maybe. Be funny.
Which would be cool. It's very Battlefront. You know, they're really driving home the this is all eras kind of thing. You know, we see Rey, we see Darth Maul going up against Yoda.
I always laugh how the only marketable thing from the prequels is Darth Maul.
Right? You can get Dooku in there.
Can you? All right.
I mean, Grievous is a badass video game character class and not just a coughing robot.
That's fine.
Totally can work.
Right. And it seems like there's a campaign between episode 6 and episode 7. Which
yeah, so, mean. Like, I mean, I don't know if this is the only person you're playing as, but this seemed to drive home this character who's an Imperial pilot who's pretty upset that the Emperor's dead and is like, well, we're gonna go get him.
Yeah.
Which, I wonder if they'll, like, similar, they did this with the campaign in the original Battlefront 2.
Where it was, isn't that weird? There's just two games called Battlefront 2.
Right. But the story that was there was kind of the story of how the clone army evolved into the stormtrooper army for the Empire.
Right, yeah.
So it makes me wonder if they're going to try to do something where it's like, here's how the Empire became the new the First
and
Order.
I do wonder if it'll be anything more than that was, where it was basically just like...
Some talkie cutscenes in between bot matches?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's like, everyone's always like, oh, the original Battlefront single player... Sure.
Kind of.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, yes, you played it by yourself.
I mean,
but like,
it would be cool if it was like Titanfall 2, like a full-on campaign with like these unique levels and things.
Yeah, or even,
but I don't know if I'm expecting that.
Even if it, like, honestly, something in the structure of the, and we'll talk about this later, the new Overwatch mode, where it kind of takes the gameplay modes and mixes them into like this kind of single player experience that's not just a bot match.
Maybe I would still just prefer it for something like Star Wars.
Oh, sure. I mean,
it was we had like a shooter Star Wars campaign, right?
Yeah. Like, Republic
Commando.
Yeah, Republic Commando probably the last one. Yeah, that was 2004.
I love the Star Wars game that no one remembers, like specifically Obi-Wan for Xbox.
That was a great game.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't, but it was fun. Actually, I really, for whatever reason, got into the Phantom Menace game on PlayStation.
A lot of people actually have some... Like, people remember that game. People do not remember the Obi-Wan.
They made a big deal about it.
And that was weird, because I was back in that era where it was like, everything was, like, exclusive. Like, that was the Xbox one.
Mm-hmm.
GameCube had Rogue Leader. PlayStation 2 had, like, Bounty Hunter and Starfighter. Isn't that weird how, like, they made... They were making a lot of Star Wars games back then, too. Like, multiple ones were coming out every year, and they were always on different platforms.
They were all pretty mediocre.
Rogue Leader was great. Some of them were good. You like Starfighter?
I do like Starfighter. Jedi Starfighter. Oh, those games are great. So good.
Uh-huh. Jedi Power Battles for PlayStation 1. There were a lot of mediocre ones.
Yes. In my defense.
Do you think... What kind of things do you want to see different in Battlefront 2? Would you like it if it was not so much of that token system? Would it be better if you actually got to, like... go to the hangar and there would be an X-Wing there and you got in it and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that would make more sense for the game. I wouldn't mind even if, like, there was just, like, like you just chose to be an X-Wing pilot and that was, like choosing your class in a way, you know what I mean?
Kind of.
But, like, it's, like, limited how many people can do it. I don't know if that's the right way of handling it.
I mean, it still is something where it would be cool if, there, if you know... You could go to a hangar, or, you know, there's, like, this place over here, and there's some AT-ATs who are gets to it first, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that kind of introduces its own problems with campers and whatnot. Right. People are camping tokens anyway.
Yeah, but that always was kind of a problem with the Battlefield series in general, is people always camp the plane spawns and weren't doing anything in the meantime. It's like, how do you...
I mean, I think that's a problem, like, in the earlier... I think eventually people get over that, right?
Yeah.
I assume. I never really stuck with a Battlefield long enough.
Just depends if you're like playing with pickups or whatever, but as far as too, so do you think they're gonna like we know it's gonna span multiple eras of Star Wars. Do you think they're gonna like mix and match? Like, are you gonna get Rey going up against Darth Maul, or
I mean, a Heroes mode maybe? I imagine the maps themselves, it'll be like with Battlefront or Battlefront 2, the other one, right? Where like if you fought on a map that like took place in the prequels, then it was Clone Army versus the other people, it kind of messes up some of that, like, pay this much, like, because, you know, like, so much of their cosmetics and stuff with those tokens, it was because there's two sides. So if you pay that much for this thing, well, you're always going to be able to probably pick that or the other one. Like, are there going to be six factions now? Is it going to be, you know, Separatists, Old Republic, and then Rebels, Empire, the First Order, Resistance? It's kind of, you know.
Could be.
I mean, that's...
Makes sense, I guess.
It's three times as much work for them, you know?
Yeah.
In a way.
Or they'll keep Rogue One stuff in the game.
I mean, there might be... I mean, it will just kind of fall into the original trilogy stuff. Like, there might be a Scarif map or something.
But so here's a question. Like, we did a Scarif map, but we also did, like, a Hoth map. Like, you have to have a Hoth map. Right?
Do you this time?
I think so.
This one time, can we not? I don't know. There's so many other things you could do.
Like, you're not gonna have... Like, what else are you gonna do for Return of the Jedi except for Endor?
No, I mean, yeah, some of that's true, I guess. I mean, I think maybe you have to hit up some of those, and then... It won't be like with the first Battlefront where you were doing like that one volcanic planet that was never in anything, right?
Solace.
Yeah, you won't be doing a Solace because it's like, well, we got to do this planet from... There's so many other things you can do. Like, you can have a Naboo level or a Jakku... Well, the Arda Jakku level.
Chocodano probably be a
like,
level.
You could do like the star base, the Starkiller base or whatever. And what was that planet that Moss was on?
Chocodano.
That'd be cool. That place looked neat. Stuff like that. You do Kashyyyk, you know, all these things. That's like the prequels have some nice looking planets. That's all right, I guess. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, can we go to that mushroom planet finally?
That one that showed up for a second where the one person
is like one of the more interesting things in that movie. Okay. It's like, what's this place?
What's this place?
Oh, let's go there some more.
Someone's just getting killed there. Someone's just getting murdered. So. Yeah, so there you go. It's all exciting.
Yay. I like Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars is fun. Hopefully this one's not bad like Rogue One.
Mm.
He still hasn't forgiven me.
Mm-mm.
But there it is. All right, so what else have you been up to?
So you want to talk about the Overwatch, what do they call it? It's got a name.
It's an event. It's called Uprising.
That's the one.
Yeah. So this is interesting because they've been doing these kind of events, but they've usually been tied to holidays or stuff like the Olympics, like these real world things. They kind of like non-canonical, like, ha ha ha, look, Thorbjorn's dressed like Santa Claus.
Yeah. Right? Who saw that coming?
Right, like these kind of things. Like this one is just full on, like, it's 7 years in Overwatch has passed, like, Overwatch is kind of still running as normal. Like, there's all the skins and stuff, and, like, the skins are all kind of like these characters, what they looked like 7 years ago. So you have, like, Tracer, Reinhardt, Torbjorn, Mercy, and, like, the original Overwatch digs, and then you have, like, the Blackwatch version of
McCree
and Genji, and you have Widowmaker and her, like, earlier.
Yeah.
Which I got that one last night. I was very excited because I wanted that Widowmaker one pretty bad. So that was
cool. Our other skins kind of stink.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
I don't like them.
I had her
Tess one. Looks dumb.
Yeah, I had her one, like, yeah, fluffy white one. I mean, like, the one that's basically the Dishonored skin, I call it, is okay. But yeah, I had her, like, fluffy white dress one. I, like, never used it. I didn't like it. But I got this one, so it was pretty. So, yeah, you have all these skins and stuff, which is usually what these things have. But then, you know, there's always, like, a new mode that's introduced in them. And for this one, it's another cooperative mode, kind of like Junkenstein's Revenge with the Halloween event.
Yeah, but this is like even more involved.
And
than
this
that
is this is kind of the hey, people liked Junkenstein's Revenge. Let's do even more with
it. Let's evolve it. Yeah,
and it's weird because it's canonical, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's so 7 years. You go to King's Row, which is a map in the game already. They kind of like change it up a bit, and it's like there's an Omnic uprising, and you're gonna go quell it and liberate the city. And it's like Tracer's first mission with the team and stuff like that. It's cool because there's like that comic that kind of led into it a bit. I should have realized like when I was reading that comic much more how obviously it was leading into a four-player co-op event.
Yeah, right. Like for this forum,
there's four of them going into the ship
and a very diverse team that hits all the major components you need.
Yeah, so it's cool because it's kind of like Junkenstein's Revenge. Like they're talking to each other. There's a story unfolding. Unlike Junkenstein's Revenge, you're not just like in this one area defending this one thing. You are going through the King's Row map, and it's kind of these different objectives. So a lot of it is go here and defend the point for a bit. Mm-hmm. Then eventually you escort a payload for a little bit, and then you kind of have to infiltrate this one last area and take out targets. It's kind of how it goes.
Just the way it moves you around the map, it moves you like kind of backwards.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It makes the map feel completely different. It's really smart how they do that.
Yeah, they did a really good job kind of using that old map, like changing it up in just specific ways. You're fighting these kind of AI characters. Most of them are, like, kind of newer things we hadn't seen before. Yeah,
just models of Omnics, but then there's, like, some Bastion units.
Yeah, some Bastions and some
Orisons,
whatever you want to call it. But there's, like, these new ones, like, a giant bomb thing and whatnot. It's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and, like, there's, like, a normal mode where it's, like, the four characters that they kind of designed it in mind with. Mercy, Torbjorn, Reinhardt, and Tracer. But unlike Junkenstein's Revenge, you can actually play a version of it where you can pick any four characters.
Mm-hmm.
And see, because even some of them will have some lines where, like, they'll call out Bastions and stuff like that. Like, they recorded just for which is interesting. So, and it's got four difficulty modes. Like, the normal mode's pretty easy to get through. And then, like, hard mode is pretty easy till the end. I haven't tried the two hardest ones yet. But I imagine it'll be, like Junkenstein's Revenge on the hardest difficulty. It was, like, there were very set strategies you had to do. Like, okay, sleep dart this guy right then and then boost him so he can do this. Right, and stuff like that.
It's like, I'm not going to do that. Right. So, one thing that's interesting, too, is there's, like, three narrators. And it's Morrison, Anna, and then Gabriel Reyes,
who's pre-Reaper.
And there's an interesting call that people are putting out there that I hope they do. Remember the pre-order bonus was the Blackwatch Reyes skin for Reaper? Everyone was saying, well, let's re-record the voice lines and have the regular Reyes voice.
People say that. I think that's would never work.
Why?
Die, die, die. Just some guy saying it. Die, die. Die.
Also,
every single line they record from now and forever, they're going to have to do both ways. There's also lines where they're like, oh, what's happened to you? And he's like, oh, nothing. I sound normal now. No,
they just wouldn't play those ones.
No, I don't like the idea. So there.
I do. So hot.
I just told you why it's bad. I gave you an actual reason.
And I say that's not a big deal. They can record everything twice. So what?
You're just going to have some guy go, die, die, die.
It sounds stupid.
No, I don't like it. Whatever. I think it's fine. Waste of resources. You're gonna pay that guy twice
it's
as much
Blizzard.
Money.
They have all the resources. They don't care.
It's still money. It's not a company's work. Still bottom line. Record every line twice from now on. Dumb. Nobody's changed. Like, people have different lines or things. Nobody's changed their voice entirely. Like, I have to learn a completely different set of audio cues of a different voice for this other character.
You won't know what's coming.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting? Like, I was thinking about those early days of Overwatch back when, like, every game there would be, like, a Reaper alt that would kill 5 people or a Junkrat alt that would kill 6 people. Because everybody, like, didn't know when to, like, look out for them or to separate for them. Like, D.Va's alt, which used to, like, take, like, 3 seconds longer to explode, would kill everybody. Every time. And people were just like, deer in the headlights.
What's this robot?
Oh, no. It was good times because you would get so many kills back then. Like, here we go. And, like, every player of the game would just be one of those 3 assholes. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, rules have changed. Rules have changed. But, yeah, it's been a super fun event to play, to do stuff. And I always like these events. We had to have one in a bit. That game's going to be a year old next month.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hard to believe.
Feels like it's been around forever.
I just play it all the time still. Or, you know, at least as much as I can.
Speaking of Blizzard games you play all the time.
Oh.
Now that we've had a kind of week with Journey into Un'Goro, what's your thought?
I still pretty much only play that Death Rattle Priest because I like it so much.
Yeah, well,
it's a fun deck.
It turns out the one legendary I did get is the best legendary to have, the Rogue Quest.
Yeah, that's funny you got that one. You're at first one.
Well, and I had the same thought that I guess everyone had when you read it. So the idea is you have to summon the same card 4 times. You can only have 2 in your deck, so you have to rely on cards that, like, you know, put them back in your hand. And for whatever reason, everyone was like, oh, that's going to be impossible. Not hard at all.
No, you could do that by turn 4 or 5.
I did it by turn 3 yesterday, yeah. And the guy conceded.
Yeah, like, people are tired of it.
You can't do anything.
It is, it's definitely the deck that's getting the most attention, because with that and just all the bounce mechanics and charge minions, like, you can do so much damage.
The Stone Tusk Boar is now the most fearsome card in the game.
Yeah, which is hilarious. So,
I actually kind of want to figure out how to get the Angry Chicken in my deck now.
So it is... So you do kind of wonder, like, is this deck something that's going to be addressed? Because it's a hard thing to address it, because you have all these people who, like, crafted it or just got it, and you're going to nerf it and make them feel bad. But, and it's way too early to say. I'm just saying. I hate being one of those people who, like, as it did.
Well, I mean, actually, I beat one, a Quest Rogue.
You can beat
them. With my Face Hunter deck.
It's not just, it's not always just, like, is the deck winning way too much? It's, what is the quality of play against the deck? Because, like, a lot of times when you lose to Quest Rogue, you're losing very badly and very uninterestingly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's one of those decks where you kind of just ignore what the other person does and just do your thing, complete the quest, and then you'll win or not.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not saying if it's a problem or not, I'm not sure yet. There are things that counter it. But it is getting a lot of attention, partly because it's doing so well, and partly because so many people underestimated this card.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny.
Any other decks besides your Priest Death Rattle deck?
Well, I kind of revamped my old Hand Buff Paladin deck just because I had a Paladin quest. I'm like, well, let's see how this is doing.
Yeah,
it didn't even work in the last expansion it was designed for.
Yeah.
It's like doing about the same work. Like, it wins like maybe a third of its games or whatever. But the funny thing is the deck it seems to be doing the best against is the Rogue Quest.
Yeah. Well, because it's the only way you can get minions out big enough to counter their 5-5s.
Right,
because,
well, like, the Rogue Quest by default, it's not really doing anything for 3 turns.
Yeah, so you just got to get out early.
So, like, that whole time, like, I'm kind of just buffing my hand. Like, that's kind of almost the same thing with... That's kind of the problem with Hand Buff Paladin is that you're, like, you need 3 turns to do nothing but buff your hand or whatever.
Right.
Like, nothing else is happening or draw cards. It's like, now you're both just kind of, like, not doing that.
It's like you're charging in place, yeah. Getting ready to
but
go.
But, I love that Priest Death Rattle deck, because it's like, whenever you play another control deck, you're, like, going to, like, these really long games where the only thing that matters is, like, how much value are you getting from your cards. And I can get from, like, all the cards I get that will take a card from their deck, and then from, like, Nazoth and then Amara, there's so much of just ridiculous value in that deck. And then things like Harold Valage, I like that I'm playing Harold Valage because no one else is. I'm like, yeah, I'm using Harold Valage and it kind of works, actually. It's not bad. And, you know, just all about those dino eggs and those cans, man. I'm just really enjoying that deck. Yeah, so it's still too early, but right now it's just super fun how much this has disrupted the meta. Just there's so many decks out there.
I feel like there's a lot of variety. There's a lot of decks that work this time.
And that always happens a bit when these things launch because people are trying things. But it seems more so this time. And I just hope it sticks.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't.
Because, like, I still my Elemental Shaman's locked.
I'm so happy. Like, I was so worried that this was going to happen and I was just going to, like, play nothing but Jade Druid anyways, because it would turn out that that's, like, still so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't happened yet. Like, there's still some Pirate Warriors, you know, whatever. And part of that is because that is a deck that can't counter the Rogue Quest. Because one way you beat that quest is you just kill them at turn 4. And they don't have any taunt minions, so what are they going to do about it? So, But yeah, I think the whole expansion seems like it's been pretty cool so far, and I've been enjoying it.
So let me ask you about kind of the state of the game. So this is our second time we've had a standard cycle.
Sure.
If you're a new player, how do you get into this game right now?
Well, it's better to do it now. I mean, there are things like free-to-play decks. Like, there are people who play the game a lot who make free-to-play accounts for fun. Like, there is still some fun to have with, like, kind of starting from scratch and trying to just make things work in a way.
Yeah, but I would, like, the guys who do that are the ones who are playing 12
sure,
hours
yeah,
a day.
No. They
like,
know what they're
like
doing.
For someone who just wants to play a couple games a day, it's like, what do you
do? You need to invest quite a bit, right? Because a lot of these decks, you know, it's not just the standard cards, which you need to buy those packs to get those cards, and then the new expansion, you need to buy those packs. You still need some of those old gods, you know, Whispers of the Old Gods cards.
Yeah.
I do think that eventually they're going to have to sell
like decks. Pre-built decks?
Like, yeah, kinda like what Magic does. Card. Yeah, like Magic what everyone does. Like, pre-built
yeah,
decks.
Yeah, that's a good point. They should
that are actually
do that, huh? like 20 bucks.
Yeah, that are actually good. 20 bucks signs. Awfully high.
That's what they'll charge.
I bet that's what they'll charge. Yeah, like here's the Rogue Quest deck.
Yeah.
For 10 bucks you can have it, and you have the cards in it forever. That's going to happen at some point. I don't know when, but it'll happen. Because that is, like, the biggest criticism, really, of the expansion. It's just how expensive things have gotten. Especially since there are so many more legendaries in this set, and the odds of getting one are still kind of the same.
I got my second legendary. It was the damn Hunter legendary. Not the quest, the minion, and, like, the just attacks whatever's put out automatically.
Right.
I mean, all someone has to do is play that damn poison snail, and your legendary's dead. Cool.
Yeah, thanks. So, yeah, I mean, there's been a legendary problem, but at least so far the quest legendaries, you can make a deck with them. Even, like, some of them aren't, like, getting played much or as good, like the Paladin one. I would still have fun making that deck and just trying to make it work and stuff like that. But, no, I think Hearthstone, yeah, it's been a pretty good time. I mean, it definitely helps if you're an established Hearthstone player.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, I saw the Fate of the Furious last night.
How was that?
I enjoyed it. I had fun.
Did The Rock use his muscles?
Oh, man, did he. I mean, they are cartoons of movies, but they are fun. You know, it's kind of like what you want the Transformers movies to be, but, like, the Transformers movies are, like, surprisingly dour, and, like,
right.
There's a lot of collateral damage and civilian casualties and, like, darkness. Like, this isn't even fun. What the hell is this?
Right.
Like, Transformers movies, yeah, they're just cartoons of movies. They're ridiculous. They're over the top and silly and jokey, and they're fun. You go there with a box of popcorn and your Coke, and you're going to have a decent time, you know? It's interesting, like, the trajectory of these things, right? Like, before I was like, oh, it's stupid. I'm like, oh, it's kind of funny. And now I'm just like, your mindset just has to be in the right place for them. And
right.
I'm like, so there. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just on board with this. Whatever. The plot is ridiculous. You have supermodels who are hacking experts trying to hack duel each other. It's hilarious.
I love a good hack duel.
Oh, yeah. Like, ah. Like, every time they do it, I just, like, mimic. Do that. Every time they say family, I use my drink. Salute me, familia. It's ridiculous. You just gotta love it. You just gotta love it for what it is. I mean, they are throwing so much money at these things. They're trying so hard to entertain you. It's like, yeah, all right, let's do it. But, yeah, they're always fun. I enjoyed it. I mean, it's kind of the start of, like, full-on summer. Well, I mean, a little. We had, like, Beauty and the Beast stuff, but that felt a little early. We got Guardians next.
Yeah, Guardians is May 5th. That'll be really the official kickoff, I guess.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that movie's so close. It doesn't feel like it for some reason.
I actually saw that the newest trailer for it for the first time during that. Because, like, I kind of, like, just didn't look at that last trailer for it. I was like, I'm going to see this movie. I don't really need to see it. But I was in the theater. I'm like, yeah, sure, let's see this trailer.
Right. You're not that guy who's going to walk out of the theater because
no.
The trailer's playing.
No. I never want to be one of those people who, like, gets, like, real. Like, there's something like that. So it's like, I'm not watching the trailer, so I don't... Like, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, I don't need to see this trailer or whatever, but I'm not going to, like, run out screaming with
la,
my...
La, la,
yeah.
La, 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 la.
Like, whatever. There, like you did when we were beating the Frozen Throne and you walked into the room and you're like, I haven't seen this yet.
Well, that's the ending.
It was 2 years after it came out. You were never beating it.
Let's just say that's different from a trailer.
You should have been like, oh, cool, I haven't seen this yet. Can I watch too? Not, oh, I just haven't been able to fit this into my busy schedule. So
that's right.
You also could have just walked out the other side of the door. You ran through the room to go into the bathroom, slam it, and make a big show.
Don't remember that part.
I remember.
Sure you do. I'm sure
I remember
you
quite
do.
Fondly. It's a treasured memory. All right, I think that'll do it, huh? Thanks for listening to the Explain Bro podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store.
No. What? They changed it. It's now called Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to go... I've been saying iTunes Music Store for 9 years. I'm not going to remember this.
I know. I'm going to correct you every time.
What's it called?
Apple Podcasts.
Go to Apple Podcasts, I guess. What about Google Play? Is that still
Google Play?
Is that Android Podcast now? I don't. It's still iTunes.
No, they're kind of.
They're separating it.
People think they're finally phasing out iTunes.
What?
Well, it's just gonna be like Apple Music and.
They're phasing out iTunes.
Yeah.
Remember, yeah, iTunes used to be a bigger deal. I guess I don't even use iTunes anymore, do I?
Right. There you go.
Now that I think about it, I just have Spotify. All right. Well, yeah. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.